Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Baby, baby.
Jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum, and we were going around and my teacher was walking around pointing all the paintings out, and he kept walking, and I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside at 4:45 and we'll be outside waiting on you. So I said, okay, and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit.
I'm lost. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk sports. Let's talk Major League Baseball and talk G Money Sports Report right now.
To the ball game, take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root.
G Money the Pimp.
Yeah, what's up, DJ? Papa D, how was your Father's Day weekend? And today...
Nice and quiet. I attended a Juneteenth celebration up here in Oakland, in West Oakland. That was nice. Free food and a Black Panther Museum. Women of the Black Panther Museum.
Okay.
So that was cool.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Did you see Tupac's mom? Was she there at the celebration for the Black Panther?
No, she was not there. Afeni Shakur was not there, no.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, his mom was a Black Panther. So Harris. His father.
I do know that, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's good. Well, let's talk some baseball. Let's go over the standing of all of the teams in the East and then the Central and then the Western Division in the National League.
All right, we'll start with the National League East. On top is the Atlanta Braves with 46 wins, followed by the Marlins with 41 wins. In third place, it's the Philadelphia Phillies with 38 wins, followed by the New York Mets with 33 wins and the Washington Nationals at 27 wins. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are on top with 37 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who also have 37 wins. They have one more loss, though. In third place, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates with 34 wins. Chicago Cubs following them in fourth place with 33 wins. And the St. Louis Cardinals in fifth place with 29 wins. In the National League West, the Arizona Diamondbacks have 43 wins, followed by, guess who? The San Francisco Giants with 39 wins. In third place, the L.A. Dodgers also have 39 wins, although they have one more loss than the Giants. In fourth place, it's the San Diego Padres. And in fifth place, it's the Colorado Rockies. It's Colorado Rockies, right? Yeah, pretty
yeah.
sure that's it. In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 51 wins, followed by the Baltimore Orioles with 44 wins. The New York Yankees, third place, with 39 wins, followed by the Toronto Blue Jays, who also have 39 wins, but they have another loss, one more loss than the Yankees. And in fifth place, it's the Boston Red Sox with 37 wins. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are on top with 36 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians with 33 wins. In third place, it's the Detroit Tigers with 30 wins. Fourth place, it's the Chicago White Sox with 31 wins. And in fifth place, it's the Kansas City Royals with 19 wins. In the American League West, it's the Texas Rangers on top with 44 wins, followed by the California Angels with 41 wins. In third place, it's the Houston Astros with 39 wins. In fourth place, it's the Seattle Mariners with 35 wins. And at the bottom of the pile, it's the Oakland A's with 19 wins. That's it for Major League Baseball.
All right. Well, that's Jig London Sports Report for today. Juneteenth celebration, June 19th, 2023. So, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Well, I'm Gene Money.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing, and he took me a couple of times on the boat, and we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
Thank you. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lights in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock, and the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful. They look real good.
I'm Dream Money.
the pimp camp. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kind of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
What? Sir?
You be like, wonder what ice cream man been at. I've been down south counting my mamas, nigga, but I got two sides. Damn, it feel good to be back in the Yay area. I be the west side with these motherfucking West Coast band boys. West Side Connection, Ice Cube, Dub C, and Mac 10. Nigga, y'all know the west side is body, 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 man.
It's the I-N-G-L-E, here to trouble you, double you. Double O, see me? I take this gang bang shit the whole mile. Beach cruising on hood patrol with my flag, ain't your mama style. I throw my spit up, I wet up. Nigga, I wreck up. No hollow point, so I don't jam the tech up, dog. I move the caviar, yay to parlay. When niggas trip, I spray. Then it's in everybody, K all day. Shit, I swizzle in my clizzle. Who wanna fuck with it? Since the world is a ghetto, it's like I'm stuck with it. Killer Cali is the state murder. Every day, kiss the homie, lay my rag in the casket and retaliate. Nigga, who was you? What side is you? Red or blue? I get my dump on. I regulate the turf, I stump on. Every time I see some, I grab me gun. Red rum, and Eaglewood is where I be from. Boom, boom, bang on, I bust back. Fuck that. Loud strings in my chucks, and I'm a room velvet golf hat. I let my holsters hang loose. No truth, no taming. West side, niggas so light.
Red rag, blue rag, watch a nigga stack. 44 mags, throwing up flags. If you body what you claiming, fuck what you slangin'. Ain't no thingin', West Side gang bang.
What do I got to get hot for? What would I lie for? And what would I die for?
West Side is the best side.
You got to know, keep your calico by the bedside. Just what I'm all about. Now which one of y'all motherfuckers shot up my mama's house? It ain't no rules when you ain't got nothing to lose. And a gang of tattoos. So throw your motherfuckers that high in the air. If you don't care to ride in wheelchair, watch what hood you select. Many niggas get checked for the cat on their neck. We got the cannabis, Bombay, G-Ride, Hyundai. You best to pray we don't find out where you stay. Looking at my mama through a glass window. I've been in L.A. before it was called South Central. Making niggas like you statistic. You, rubbing the stylistic. And I'm loking, smoking that German as a youngster. Now I'm feeling big and strong as Herman Munster. It's the set I threw up, the only way to go. It's the way I grew up, the only way I know for sure. It ain't about cripple blood, no. And it'll never die. Never. Because it's too much love, it's gang.
Red rag, blue rag, watch a nigga stack. 44 mags, throwing up flags. If you bought it, what you claiming? Fuck what you slangin'. Ain't no tangin', West Side gang bang.
High as a kiss like tonight, rolling on my sizz like. What that dove S to that C like. I'm ready, point them niggas out where they get weak on Hussein. Brothers gang bang track, young Hussa. Get your push out, blood push out. Nigga make way for this neighborhood booster. Raised in the system, gang affiliated. America, take a look at what you created. Started in the section, grew like an erection. Spread a light cancer, now the country's infected.
Gang banging worldwide. with the death row. I guess the world really is a motherfucking ghetto. But Westside niggas are the craziest. That's why I'm keeping my fingers on these loaded clips. Cause we done served two of them and ain't no telling when them niggas gon' hit the gate and try to retaliate. I can't sleep cause death is looking for me. I can't shake the jacket, too many niggas know me.
Damn,
I guess I'm in too deep. Fuck color, I'm riding over long-term beats.
Red rag, blue rag, watch a nigga stack. 44 mags, throwing up flags. If you buy it, what you claiming? Fuck what you slanging, ain't no tangin'. Westside gang bang. Red rag, blue rag, watch a nigga stack. 44 mags, throwing up flags. If you buy it, what you claiming? Fuck what you slanging, ain't no tangin'. Westside gang bang.
Gang bang. Cube, nigga, what's up?
What's up,
WC.
You really up, nigga.
Max here.
Max
P. Gang bangin', nigga.
On these dead presidents, nigga.
We ride. We body, body. Told y'all niggas the West Side.
That's right.
Best Side.
Master P.
We got something for y'all haters, nigga.
Master P.
Regulate.
Damn,
bringing the whole motherfucking West Side, red and blue together. Making green, nigga.
Worldwide, baby. Green.
Y'all niggas think about it.
Worldwide, West Coast.
Red, red, blue, red. Watch a nigga stack. 44 mags. Throwing up flags. If you buy it, what you claiming?
Hell
fuck
yeah,
what you slanging.
It.
Ain't no tangin'. Westside gang bangin'.
Nigga, it's alright to be a G.
Westside connection.
Live for red and blue.
My nigga Master P.
But ain't no more dying for it, nigga.
Keep on collecting that dollar.
And we can live for that green.
The legal way, baby. The legal way. This song dedicated to everybody falling a victim of gangbanging. Not for long. Worldwide West Side. Real niggas of the world unite. Fuck that shit.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
You're listening to Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? Do you know? Do you know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men that were walking through the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals in the jungle. The lion, the tiger, the elephant, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing, man? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, you know, I was a school teacher. I taught sixth grade core for 8 years in Compton. I had black kids. I had some white kids. I had some Asian kids. I had some Spanish kids. And I had some Indian kids in my classroom. But before I could teach them, I had to make sure they could all speak English, since that's the only language I could teach them in. So I started off the class by saying, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, "Michael, did you understand what I said?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And I said, "Okay, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing?" He said, "Well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself." Oh, he's a smart-ass kid. Well, I'm jelly. Yeah. Well, there was a young man that went to church, and he came home from church, and he had a black eye. And his daddy asked him, "What happened?" And he said, "Daddy, we were in church, and we were standing up for devotion. And there was a lady in front of us in the pew in front of me. She had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and pulled her dress out of her panties for her. And she socked me in the eye." And his daddy said, "Well, you know, if you're going to do something nice for somebody, I think you ought to tell them that what you're doing is going to be beneficial to them
and nothing that they should think that you're taking advantage of. So you need to tell them that what you're getting ready to do is going to be good for what is going on with them. You know, you're doing something that's going to be a good gesture for them so that they know that what you're doing is going to be good for their well-being, and it won't be something that they can think is you're trying to take advantage of. Okay? So he said, okay, Daddy, I'll remember that. And the young man went to church the next Sunday, and he was in church, and they stood up for devotion again. And Mrs. Brown standing in front of the young man again, and she had her dress tucked inside her panty, but the young man didn't do anything. His buddy that was standing in the pew next to him reached over and pulled her dress out of her panty, but the young man knew that she didn't like that. So he reached over and tucked it back in. And she socked him in the eye again. Woo! I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was a lady that had like 10 strands of hair, and she had put grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. There was a turtle. Why did the turtle, the homeless turtle, cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, let's play a song. Let's do a song by I Take Little Bank. The 6'9" man, he got no humor, and he's just a waste of height. Ha ha, 60, Big Bank Take Little Bank, that's it. Yeah, Big Bank Take Little Bank. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders. And she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move. And this girl is liking it.
He's not an athlete. He doesn't play any sports anymore.
He got a big mouth, so he talks crazy all the time. He's like a comedian, except he ain't got no humor.
Fine.
every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my 100s? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There was a man that walked in his house, and he went into his bedroom, and he caught his wife in bed with another man. And he said, hey, what the hell is going on in here? And his wife looked at the other man and said, see, I told you my husband was stupid. There was a man that went into the bar, and he said, I need a triple shot of something strong because I went in the house and caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And the bartender said, okay, what kind of drink do you want? He said, I don't know.
Give me something strong. Give me a double shot of vodka on the rocks. And the bartender said, okay. And he fixed him a double shot of vodka on the rocks and slid the glass to it. And the man sipped it twice. And then he turned it up. And he said, oh, that hit the spot. I need another one. Give me another double shot. So the bartender said, okay. He fixed him another double shot of vodka on the rocks and slid it to it. And the man sipped it once. Then he sipped it twice. Then he turned it up. And he said, oh, yeah, that's what I needed. And then the bartender asked him, he said, so what are you going to do about your wife? And he said, man, I looked at my wife in the eyes and I put my finger in her face. And I said, get out of the bed, get dressed, and pack all your stuff, and get out of my house. I'm sick of looking at you, and I don't want you in my house anymore. So get out of my house and get the hell out of here. And the bartender said, well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. And he said, yeah. He said, so the bartender looked at him and said, so what did you do about your best friend? He said, well, I looked at my best friend. I put my fingers in his face, and I said, bad dogs. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was another man that came into the bar, and he had waited for so long to have a baby, and his wife bore him a son, except the son was born without any legs and without any body and without any arms. It was just a head, but the man carried him around all the time like it was a regular baby. So he took him to the store with him, and he took him to the movies with him, and he took him to the movies with him, and he took him a lot of places like it was a regular baby. And then when the kid turned 21 years old, the man took him to his local bar and walked in and sat the head on the bar and told the bartender, I want a drink for my son because today is his 21st birthday. I want to buy him a drink for his birthday. And everybody in the bar was looking, and they were like, wow, that's really interesting that the man has a son, but he doesn't have any legs. He doesn't have any body parts. The man was very proud of his son. So the bartender said, okay, what kind of you drink you want? He said, oh, just pour me a draft beer. And the bartender said, okay, and poured him a full glass of draft beer and slid the glass in front of the head. And then the father took the glass and put it up to the kid's lips, and the kid took a couple of swallows, and all of a sudden his arms popped out. And everybody in the bar was excited. They were like, all right, giving God all the glory, saying God is great, God is good, God can make everything happen. And they said, give him another drink, take another drink, take another drink. So the man grabbed the glass again and put it up to his son's lips, and his son took another drink. And all of a sudden, his body popped up, and everybody in the bar was excited, and they were giving God all the praise and all the glory, and they were cheering him on, saying, take another drink, take another drink. So then the man put the beer mug up to his son's lips, and he took another swallow, and then his legs popped out. And everybody in the bar was excited. They said, oh, this is a great and glorious day. Give God all the credit. Give God all the glory, because he is great. He's wonderful. He's powerful, and he can do all things. And everybody's like, take another drink. Take another drink. Take another drink. And so the boy grabs a beer, and he takes another swallow, and his feet popped out. His legs and his feet popped out. And everybody was cheering him on, saying, oh, God is great. God is good. Oh, this is an exceptional day. And everybody was happy, and they were cheering. And the little boy started walking around the bar, and he was tripping over tables, and he was tripping over chairs. And he got to the front door, and he tripped out the front door. And he was walking on the sidewalk, and he tripped in the middle of the street, and he got hit by a car, and he got killed. And the father went out following his son, and he saw his son get hit by a car and get killed. And he was depressed after that, and he came back in the bar, and he was standing at the bar, and everybody was feeling bad. They were feeling sorrowful for the man that had just lost his son, and they were feeling really down and out. And the man looked at the bartender, and the bartender was just cleaning glasses. He was whistling an old Irish tune, which is kind of a cheerful tune. And the man said, how come you're not upset that my kid died? This is a depressing day for me, and everybody is depressed in here, so how come you're not depressed? And the bartender turned around and looked at him and said, well, I guess your son should have quit while he was ahead. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I've moved the crowd. I'll make them laugh out loud. So, all right. Well, it's time for me to share a story with you, because I wrote a story for the listening audience. And so I got time for a story. But before I do the story, I want to tell a couple of more jokes. I had a buddy that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And so I saw her, and I was asking him, I said, what do you call your girlfriend? He said he calls her IHOP. Woo! All right. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Do you know? You don't know? Because he'd look really stupid wearing a sweater. Woo! Okay, now it's time for the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So audience, sit back, put your head back, and relax. Get something to drink so that you can have a cool drink while you listen to the story. And put your feet up and relax while you're listening to the story that I created for your entertainment pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Was living in a homeless camp that I created. They called it Gregoryville. And I had found a barbecue pit, and I had the top to the barbecue pit, and I had put some wood in the barbecue pit, and I put some dry grass in the pit, and I had bought some lighter fluid, and I put that in the pit.
And then I lit it, and it went up in smoke. Woo! It was a big fire. And all the wood was burning, and I had a nice fire going. And I said, I need to get some food to put on this grill so that I could cook some food. So not too far from where my camp was, there was a market. It was a store. I think it was a Food for Less, or it could have been a Safeway. I'm not really sure right now. It's been a while. I went in the store, and I bought some chicken because I had a food stamp card. So I bought some chicken, and I bought a couple of packages of hot dogs. And I came back, and I put all of the meat on the grill. And I had some bread. So we were going to have chicken and bread and hot dogs and bread. So that's what we were going to do. And I had several people in my camp that were waiting on the food to be cooked so they could eat. And they were sitting around the camp, and we were talking. We were smoking bud, drinking beers, and we were having a good time. And this guy walked up and said, hey, man, can I get some of that meat that you're cooking on the grill? And I looked at him, and I said, yeah, you can get some meat if you got some money. And he said, yeah, I got some money. And he dropped a handful of change in my hand. And I said, wow, that's about $3 or $4. That's all right. Yeah, you can have some food. So I thought about it, and I said, well, let's see what I could get with this money. Now, I know I had like $5 or $6 on me in dollar bills, but he had given me a handful of change. So I said, I'm going to go across the street to the store, and I'm going to buy some beer for what I could get for the money that I had. I know I have like 3 or 4 buddies here that I know, so I can buy a couple of 40s, and we can drink the 40s. So I took my time, and I'm walking to the street, and I'm counting the money in my hand, and I'm counting the change a little at a time, and I get to the corner where the street is, and I look down the block, and I see the street is clear, so I start walking across the street, and I'm counting my change as I go, and I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side where the driveway to the store is, counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. I'm crossing the street, and all of a sudden I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. It's a black and white Metro police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. And I say, I'm sorry, officer. I'm homeless, and I live in a camp across the street. Like, that really made a difference to them. But I was begging for not to get a ticket. I was like, well, and this was a shortcut to the store, so that's why I was jaywalking. I didn't want to walk all the way to the corner and then cross the street, and then have to walk all the way down the street to the store.
I figured I could just jaywalk and walk directly to the they looked at me, and they said, what do we have here? You got ID? And I'm like, yeah, I got ID. But I'm not thinking of any problems because I just got out of jail. I had gone to jail for missing a court date in Henderson, and they had arrested me in Las Vegas and took me to Henderson, and so I was in jail in Henderson. But I only spent 2 days, and then they released me with credit time served. So I had just come back from Henderson like 2 days ago, so I knew I didn't have any warrants or anything. Because they would have kept me in jail when I was in Henderson. So anyway, I'm standing up there talking to the police, trying to plead my case. And he says, you got ID? And I go, yeah, I got ID. And he says, let me see your ID. And I whip my ID out. And he runs my name. And it says, warrant, felony warrant. And I'm going, what the hell? I said, that ain't me. You got to run that ID again. Because I don't have no felony warrants. What I got a warrant for? And he said, well, you got 3 felony accounts, one for robbery, one for theft, and one for forgery. And I'm like, man, I'm a school teacher. I don't steal nothing. I'm working with kids all day long. I don't steal a thing. So you need to run that again. Plus, I know I just got out of jail. And if they had run my name while I was in jail and I had warrants, they would have kept me. So I knew something was up. I'm like, now, what's happened? So then they say, all right, put your hands behind your back. We want to search you. And they start searching me. And I got a bag of weed in my pocket that I forgot about. But I had forgot that I had the weed in my pocket. And so they searched me, and they pulled the weed out. And they go, oh, you got weed. And I go, oh, man, I forgot that was there. So they say, well, you got bigger problems than this weed. So they dump the weed out on the ground and start smashing it in the concrete. And I'm looking at all this good weed that I could have been smoking. And I'm looking at it, and it's going up. It's going all in the ground, and it's blowing down the street. And I'm going, wow, I can't really believe that this is happening to me. So they said, well, it looks like you got 3 felony warrants and you're under arrest. So they handcuffed me and put me in the back seat of the car, and they got ready to drive off the parking lot to take me to jail. And then they got a call that says that they had an activity going on in the neighborhood, and they needed them to attend the activity. So stopped the car in the middle of the parking lot, opened the doors, pulled me out the car, and took off my handcuffs and said, get out of here. And they jumped in the car and took off. And I said, wow, really? Did that just happen? They arrested me, and then they decided to change their mind and take me out of the car and let me go. I was like, I knew I didn't have no warrant. It wasn't no problem. I didn't have no warrant. I knew I didn't. So I continued on my mission. Instead of going home, I went into the store and I got 3 and 4 40s and put them on the counter, and I was counting my money still. I was still counting the change. I had dollar bills in my pocket. I could have paid for the beer and been out the door, but I was counting the change. And I was talking to the girl at the counter, and I was telling her, I said, did you see what just happened to me? And she was like, no, what happened? I said, the police stopped me for jaywalking coming to the store. And then they searched me, and they found my weed and threw my weed out on the ground. And then they told me I had a warrant. In fact, I had 3 felony warrants. And I'm like, what? I don't steal nothing. So I'm counting the change, and I'm putting the change on the counter as I'm counting it. And I'm telling the girl the story that the police had put me in the car and got ready to pull off and then got a call and stopped the car in the middle of the parking lot, opened the doors and let me out and told me, get out of here because I'm not real smart. I didn't go home. I get put out the car and they take off. So I'm telling the girl at the cash register this story. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. And I'm going, yeah, it's really a trip. And they let me go. I can't believe that. I knew I didn't have any warrants. I don't know why they were playing with me like that, but they did. So I'm counting the money on the counter, and she looks up, and she says, your friends are back. And I go, what? She says, your friends are back, and she points to the door. And I look at the door, and the police car is pulling up at the door. And I go, oh, no, what's going on now? So they get out the car, and they come in the store, and they scrape all my money up off the counter, and they put it in my pocket, and they say, he's not going to be needing these beers for a while, so you can put the beers back up in the refrigerator. Because he's going to jail. And I go, wow, really? And they take me out and they handcuff me and they put me in the back of the car and they take me to jail. I actually end up going to jail. And man, I couldn't believe that day. So I missed out on all the food I was cooking. So everybody got to eat up all my food, and I didn't get any beer. Oh, man, I didn't get to smoke my weed. Oh, it was a bad day. Everything just fell apart all at once. I mean, wow, I don't know what to say. I got stopped for jaywalking. Then they searched me and found the weed. And then they pulled my ID out and found out I had warrants. Oh, man, it was a bad day. And then they put me in the car and get ready to drive me to jail. And they stopped in the middle of the parking lot. And they opened the door and let me go and say, get out of here, kid. But, of course, I ain't real bright because I know I ain't got no warrants. So I continue on my mission. I'm going to the store to get beer for me and my boys to drink beer. So I go into the store, and instead of just pulling out dollar bills and paying for the beer and getting the hell out the store, I'm sitting there talking to the female. You know, that's what I do. I talk to all the girls. I'm sociable with females. So I'm talking to her, and I'm telling her the story. And while I'm doing that, the police show back up, and they walk in the store, and they take me out, handcuff me, put me back in the car, and take me to jail. Wow, what a day. It was going so good. I got money for the food. I was going to buy beer for us to drink. I had gone and bought weed for my buddy, and he gave me some weed to smoke. So I was all set. My day was going to be good. I was going to eat hot dogs and chicken, and I was going to drink a 40, and I was going to smoke this bud. Oh, man, I was going to have a good day. And all of a sudden, it just went upside down. It just flipped the script on me. And I ended up going to jail. And, wow, but that's the end of that story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Based on looks on their faces, no, I'm displaying my greatness. Don't play with Craig, he ain't Vegas. All cash, no credit for payments. Bless four bars, my kill Amos. I burn my flowers for bases. When I'm not stoned, got no patience. Don't want a bone, just gon' face me. All aboard if you riding, but hurry, niggas ain't waiting. I'm providing the feeling of 80s classes while skating. Time to schedule vasectomy, hoes might rape me for babies. This the stage that I train for, no matter what, no complaining. When you say less and do more, your energy is contagious. I'm an ass like Eeyore, but real, that's anti-animation. Vincent Van Gogh with rapping on instrumentals, I'm painting. What's gonna happen when I die? Seven continents quaking. Since birth, I mastered the skies. Misunderstood, but I ain't crazy. If I was, be level 5, no visits riding in cages. As far as bitches, got plenty. That pimping run in my veinage. If the talk is new legends, need Craig May in conversation. I'm a verbal assassin, a tool of choice is amazing. If I tell you, gon' down you, that's classified information. It's Michael Phelps, ain't no drowning. I hold the torch for the nation. Won't hear me breathe cause I'm pacing. Hear me scream, demons chasing. Got my name from my daddy, they should've called me courageous. Driving for a Chevy Caddy, no foreigners, foreigners, haters. All you rappers are boring, that's why I rap, no relating. Just made 30, still growing, grew up, I'm tig in the basement. Used to freestyle in cyphers, but quit cause niggas was hating. Bunch of crabs in the barrel, niggas won't help, niggas make it. Used to want a Camaro, shout out to Granberry Stacy. Coast to coast in this country, Delamo City, my favorite. Had a crush on Armani, but moved so I couldn't date her. I returned, she was mommy, I even heard she was banging. I don't care about the rumors, care even less if she taking. Rude boy, but I ain't Jamaican.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, all right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and what's the clock on the wall? What time is it, DJ?
4:30 p.m.
4:30? Okay, well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and do the birthday wishes for the birthday celebrations for today. So let's do the birthday celebration, and then we will have a birthday song, and then we'll pray about it, and we'll be back on the air for Tuesday's show, and we'll be ready to entertain you again on Tuesday night, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can celebrate today? Any of my fan club members, my friends, my followers of the radio show, do we have any birthdays that we can celebrate today on Juneteenth Day?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, June 15th, 2023. Happy birthday to LaTerrence Carter. Happy birthday to Cassandra Marie. Happy birthday, June J. Mitchum. Happy birthday, Robert A. McCarthy II. Happy birthday, Carmen Downs. Happy birthday, Coleman Harper. Happy birthday, Markel Witt. Happy birthday, Ebony McMillan. And last but not least, happy birthday to Kimberly Hope. That's it for the birthday. So we want to wish everybody happy birthday who's celebrating their birthday today, June 19th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on June 19th, 2023. So I hope everybody's having a good day. Because today is Juneteenth. It's the day that black people found out that they were free from slavery, that it was no longer illegal to have slaves. So black people have found out they were free, but the freedom came months earlier. But we just got it in our neighborhood. It had been passed down through the neighborhood, and we got the word that we were suddenly free. And so now we're celebrating this day of freedom for all of the blacks and all of the families, black families, that are celebrating their freedom on Juneteenth Day. And that's
the day we celebrate the freedom from being slaves. Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on Juneteenth. And may you have a pleasant day today. May you have be blessed by our Lord and Savior. May you get the royalties and the blessings from God as he looks down upon our souls and gives us eternal life after death. And may he bless us so that we have beautiful days and glorious days in our life. May we have eternity and pleasant days in our world that we live in. And may we all have pleasant times. And without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, 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 many more. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on June 19th, 2023. All right. Now, without further ado, I want to say to everybody, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school
and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.